Good morning. Today is Monday, December the 4th. Joining us is the back in the saddle again, Chief for the City of Eureka, Police Chief Steve Watson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brian.
Dressed blues, too. We both went to the same tailor this morning, huh? Yeah. It must be a work day for you, too.
Every day's a work
yeah,
day.
Yeah, okay, fine. And you've got our quote this morning, too, that you found in an interesting book.
I do. A word of wisdom from Wendell Phillips, who said, "What is defeat? Nothing but education, nothing but the first step to something better." We've all been there.
You didn't go with the other one, did you?
I didn't.
That you, weenie. That was a good one. But, you know, what they say, no guts, no glory. That's okay. You found it, didn't you?
You like that we don't believe in rheumatism and true love until after the first attack?
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. In so many different ways. What do the holidays mean for you guys? I know that there's Roger McCourt was on last Thursday and was talking about trying to get the... It's not a homeless shelter. I guess, is that kind of what the working... I remember what it used to be called. I don't know what today's vernacular is. Getting geared up, I suppose, for wintertime. What do you guys do to get geared up for the cool and the wet season?
Well, other than making sure our rainproof jackets are in good order, it's obviously a very busy time in the city. You get a huge influx with holiday shopping, visitors coming to stay with the family. And so we usually use the opportunity starting around late October to mid-November to remind people to take common sense steps to protect their property, leaving valuables in plain view in their cars when they're shopping, and packages on the front porch and things like that. So there's a lot of crime prevention.
Now, how do you do that with so much coming in through FedEx and UPS and all those guys that will often leave them on the front porch?
Well, it's difficult because you can't stand there staring at your porch, 12 hours a day.
I got two dogs to do that.
But if you can... The best that you can, try to track the shipping and find out when it's going to arrive. Do your best to either be there, have someone else there so the package is unguarded for as little time as possible.
Yeah, I don't know if this is, well, you know what the heck, I'm an open book anyway. One of the things that I do is I have the stuff delivered out here. Okay, I mean, there's normally somebody around here and during delivery hours. Okay, you don't have to worry too much about it. I don't have gazillion things because I tend to buy local, but for those one or two items that you can't get locally, I'll have it sent out here just because it's kind of, you avoid that situation. I go back to like the checkbooks and the checks. Remember those things? They used to get sent.
What's a checkbook?
Yeah, I know. They used to get sent to the houses also, and every once in a while we get something from you or one of the gang at the cop shop saying, "Hey, we've had a spate of people nailing checks." Same. Do people still leave things out on the car seats?
Oh, yeah, constantly.
Is it a mind-numbing how prevalent it is?
It's surprising. I guess I could get it if it's an out-of-state visitor that maybe is not familiar with many of the communities here these days. But when a local does that, it's always surprising because I think that we would have figured out by now that that's generally not a good idea, not just in Eureka. I mean, this goes for name a city.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite places, too. Name a city, USA.
Any town.
Yeah, they never seem to have problems that we do. Perhaps we need to have a road trip to name a city, huh? It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Steve Watson. Steve, what's it been now? 3-4 months?
Something like that. It's a blur.
Oh, what plans have you made for the next 12 months to get new ideas? Not that they're needed, but one of the things I've always found going to conventions and things like that is you get an idea. Oh, this is how somebody's doing it. Great, great, great. And you think, you know, we're doing a better job than those guys are already. That's kind of cool. So it's new ideas, but it's also reinforcement on those ideas that you're doing well, that you're doing well.
Well, if you don't grow, you become weaker and stagnant, obviously. So it's always, you always got to be thinking about lifelong learning and growth and constantly challenging your premises and your practices. You know, are we doing, is this the best way to accomplish our mission? And, you know, do we need to redefine our mission? So it's a continual process of self-evaluation. If you know, you want to have a department or an organization, whether it's a business or a police department, that, you know, is vibrant and growing and meeting the needs of its customers, I guess would be a way to look at that. You know, you've got to constantly ask, you know, what do our customers want and expect from us? What do they need? And what, you know, and then look at the level of service that you're providing. Does it meet? Do those two, are they aligned?
What one of the questions that we talk about often is managing customer expectations. Okay, you got the grin. You know where I'm going now. If you asked Joe Citizen in Eureka what they wanted, I mean, you could probably nail the first 10 things. Boom, 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 boom. Okay. Now, what's financially feasible is a whole different ballgame. So when you're asking and you're looking for what customers want, are you looking for the top one or two things and try to pick those off, or you so you can demonstrate some progress? Or are you looking to find out and then to educate why some of those things may not be attainable by a department with a staff and the financial resources that you guys have got available to you? What do you do with that information once you get it?
You just hit about 3 or 4 topics we could spend the rest of Talk Shop this morning.
All right, I'm done. Go.
You know, definitely you want to prioritize. You have to prioritize because you can't do it all. You have a finite amount of resources and staffing available, and especially when you're down 9 officers and a sergeant like we are, about 20% of our patrol force right now. Then I think you got to look at it realistically and look for ways to bring incremental positive change. You're not going to solve an entire community's problems and end homelessness, poverty, the opioid, you know, epidemic, and all of that and associated crime wholesale overnight. Because one of the issues is there are factors beyond the control of any city or any police department, you know, on a global or national scale when it comes again to the opioid epidemic sweeping our nation, socioeconomic issues. The list goes on and on that contribute to the issues with homelessness, drug addiction, associated theft, prostitution, all those crimes that are intertwined. And so education, you hit upon that, is very important. I think that that's part of the role of a law enforcement agency, and particularly its head, its chief, is educating the public on what the issues are out there, what they can do, what we can do, and how we can work together collaboratively to bring some positive change.
I hate that word.
You hate collaboration?
Oh, I hate that word. I mean, that's I don't know if it was a word before government started using it.
Partnerships? Is that
Thank
better?
You very much. Yes. Clarity. Working together, side by side, shoulder to shoulder.
That's something kind of I yeah. see taking place in Eureka, and it's something that's been building over the last few years, and I think is a strength that, again, we're building upon, is just those partnerships with the community. People beginning to understand that, hey, yeah, we've got significant problems, but we can sit around and write about them anonymously online and complain. Or we can do something about it.
Is that still happening?
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I don't read that stuff.
Just don't read the comments and you'll be okay.
Yeah, well, that's kind of, oh, so I'm okay. Oh. I'm an okay guy. Yeah. It would seem like it could be a Herculean task trying to wrestle down one or two of those things. But a lot of what you're saying isn't cop. Yes, it's under public safety, but it's not under law enforcement.
You raise an interesting point. There's something that the institution of policing has faced over the last several decades, and it seems to be increasing each year more and more, and that's mission creep. More and more is being expected of law enforcement officers that really aren't what we're trained or resourced or staffed to do, really shouldn't be our responsibility, but yet, because there's no one else, people look to the police department to take care of these kind of issues, and maybe that's not the best use of our time and our resources.
Well, you know, the teachers say the same thing. You know, it's kind of like an abdication of parental responsibilities. You talk about cultural shifts. I would suggest that that's probably in there. And stuff you guys can't deal with. I mean, that's not your prerogative, and it's not your business, frankly. I mean, you deal with the outcome of a lot of that stuff. So how do you anticipate what tomorrow's needs are today as you're gearing up, as you're training, as you're acquiring resources, and all those things that make a good decision today, tomorrow easier?
Well, there's no ready script to be able to predict the future, obviously, but you know, you got to stay informed and educated. And that's why sending people to some of these conferences where you get the latest and greatest in national trends, technology, policing practices are important to stay on top of those. And you got to be multifaceted. You got to, almost like a liberal arts background, you got to look beyond just law enforcement to a broader perspective.
It's 8:30.
Do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:36. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Eureka Police Chief Steve Watson. Talk Shop presented by the Lita Cheese Factory, CDH Painting, and by Redec. Steve, as you're looking at some of the cultural shifts that are out there, I think every business operator and anybody who's in customer service recognizes this new type of customer. Called a millennial. It's different than their predecessors are. Okay. How much does the millennial perspective impact the day-to-day of what you guys do? Now, I know you got some of those on board, so you got a couple of different levels here that you're seeing some of these different approaches or different priorities. What is that doing to the day-to-day?
Aren't we almost to the... What's after millennials? I think we're almost to the next tier here coming up. But
Probably. I've heard something about... Yeah.
I suspect every generation of cop that comes through, it complains about the current generation of new cops that are coming in and how in their day... You know, things were different, and they're going to say that about my generation.
Isn't that frustrating when we say that 10 years ago? You know, well, I...
You know, I think when you have some of these different cultural generations, you have to try to identify and understand what drives them, what motivates them. It may not be the same thing. There, you know, some of the older cops that are still working, you know, it's kind of a blue collar type of job. You show up, you don't complain, you work hard, you know, and you don't need an attaboy or a combination or a pat on the back. You just you're doing your job. You
know, it's kind of like pulling green chain, but you got a gun. Yeah, you do the do.
Right. Yeah. You know, and then sometimes you get a different generation or you know, men and women who grew up in a different environment and something else might fuel them, might need a little bit more to keep engaged. And that isn't necessarily a bad thing because they can bring a tremendous amount of creativity and flexibility and motivation to the job. You just have to find what motivates them, what drives them, understand that, and work with that, you know.
Is that the chief's job or is that the sergeant's job?
Well, the sergeants make it happen at the end of the day. Probably the most crucial, you know, role in a law enforcement or military organization are the sergeants. Kind of almost serve as that mediator between the line troops and the upper management. You know, it's from every level of leadership in an organization has to be involved in that. You know, the head of an organization certainly can't do it all. And you really rely on the men and women that actually get out there and get the work done every day.
Not the senior staff. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, our roles are different. But the ones that are out there, boots on the ground, you know, the guys that are actually pounding the nails, you know, so to speak, they you know, they make it happen.
You didn't even see the sword that you jumped on, did you?
No, I'm trying to extricate myself.
Yeah, without too much blood loss. Oh, jeez. So as you're looking with some of these different challenges, how do you then adjust your resource priorities? You know, if the younger folks are needing more training and they get the training and it's in areas that they're not inclined towards, okay. Are you not just sending them to cop conventions? Are you sending them to HR conventions or demographic conventions that have absolutely nothing to do with law enforcement, but have so much to do with understanding cultural shifts?
Well, in California in particular, with the Peace Officers Commission on Peace Officers Standards and Training, we have very regulated, very strict, very comprehensive training requirements and mandates we have to do. And so a lot of your limited training dollars and time goes towards making sure your dispatchers and your officers, for instance, get the training they're required to have. And then you have some more elective things that could be, you know, if they want to be a firearms instructor or a defensive tactics instructor, or they're into gang investigations, there's specialized training that you can get them. So part of the way that you keep someone engaged and motivated and committed is, you know, you got to seek out what fuels them. What are their interests long term? Where do they see themselves going with their career? And then you begin to help them get there. And so, and maybe they want to go to the drug task force at some point. So, you know, you obviously encourage them to start working dope cases on the street and get hands-on experience. But then you start to look for opportunities. It could be a special operations that the department's running. They get to participate and learn more about it. You might send them to a specialized class to start with to begin to get, to increase their expertise in that area. And that keeps them engaged because cops can tend to be specialists. We all have to, you know, respond to calls for service, take reports. By the way, the whole report writing thing, I was clueless when I came into the business that there was going to be so much writing involved.
Voice recognition, that's what you're going for, right?
At some point when the technology gets there, yeah, I would love to see more of that.
So it's more being a better cop than it is being a student of cultural and sociological demographic shifts.
Well, they're not
They're
exclusive.
Related, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, we talked about mission creep, but we do have, you know, a purpose, an objective we have to fulfill, which is crime fighting, crime prevention. So we tend to focus in those kind of areas. But I do firmly believe in having a more broad-based perspective makes you a better officer.
I think that boiled down is get the bad guys and stop them from being bad guys.
You know, that's one of the frustrating parts is we can
just think
them.
Collaboration, baby.
Yeah. A partnership with the bad guys to put them in jail. Is that
yeah, there you go. There you go. It's 8:42.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Chief Watson from EPD. Steve, When you look at the condition of the department today, do you look over your shoulder at the chiefs that were here before and talk to Dave Douglas? Talk to Ray Shipley. Talk to some of the guys that have been around. I presume you're talking to Andy. But some of those others that have, they've walked the walk. They've sat in the chair. They know what's going on and kind of get that historical perspective. So maybe you're compressing your learning curve. Or you can find out some of the historical stuff of, oh, well, that's why it hasn't happened in the last 30 years. Because I would think a lot of the real good stuff, the viable stuff, isn't in writing.
Oh, you know, I think you learn even more by watching and learning from the successes and failures, from the great things that are done and the missteps. And so there is value in looking at history, certainly, because at the end of the day, people are people. They don't change a whole lot. Like I think you said, the wrapping might change.
It's W-R-A-P-P, not the other one.
But both Andy Mills and former chief Merle Harpham both gave me some advice as part of this process too. And well, so
doesn't Merle have on his resume interim? He's just interim all the time.
he was interim in chief many times over his 57 years or so. You take that and you learn from that, but you also have to be yourself and forge your own path, be true to your own character and, you know, your beliefs and your vision for the department. I think that's important too.
So you got a minute and a half. What's your number one wish for this holiday season?
I'd like 10 more cops.
Well, I'm not sure if Santa can bring that one home.
Yeah, how many can you fit in Santa's sleigh? Yeah. Look at a clown car flying. I think we have a remarkable community despite our problems. Humboldt County in Eureka is unique. And, you know, I think what I would love to see and to hear over the coming holiday season that's rapidly approaching is just despite our warts, so to speak, that we have, I'd love to hear the positive stories that are out there too, because there are a lot of small and large successes taking place. And it's easy to get focused on the problems we have, the homeless, you know, wandering around with no place to go, or some property crimes taking place and other issues that are legitimate concerns that we need to own and address. But at the same time, there's a lot of great things happening with community members and groups stepping up and actually trying to do positive things to make Eureka just a little bit better. And it adds up.
You know, as goofy as it sounds, invite a friend to town. They see the wow. They don't see the stuff that we see as we've seen the changes that oftentimes is enough to kind of shake things up a little bit. So are you going to be in the truckers parade? You're not going to delegate this, are you?
But
okay, fine.
Well, I'll probably be there like usual.
All right. Well, I'll see you Saturday night then. See everybody else tomorrow.